Hey, it's Scott and it's Azure Friday. I've got a brand new laptop here. It's the only thing I put on it is Visual Studio, but even now I'm going to try to put up an Azure website without using Visual Studio. Like I said, I just built this machine yesterday, so let's try something. I'm going to download the cross-platform tools that are built in Node. I'll use NPM to install them. I'll get my Azure credentials set up. I'll make a little Hello World Node application. And this isn't the fastest machine in the world, so we'll see what this actually looks like. Let's check this out. So I'll bring up a browser here, and looks like I can Google, or I can Bing, or I can DuckDuckGo. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to download Git. And Git, of course, is a distributed source control system. And I'll click here, and I'll click on Windows. And as with all things on Azure Friday, it's either going to work or it's not. And if it doesn't, we'll debug it and try to figure out what the deal is. I'm not going to do any cuts or anything to speed this up because it's more interesting to see it happen or not. So I'm just going to say OK and hit next, next, next. And then here it says, do you want Git to work from the Git bash only or from the command prompt? I want this to use from Windows command prompt, so I'm going to hit that. Check out things Windows style and then hit next. And then that's installing. While that's installing, I'm also going to go up and get Node. So let's go search for Node, and I'll click Install. I'm getting the x64 version of Node because I'm on a 64-bit machine. So we'll start that installation as well. So that will start up here. So right now, Git's installing, and that's doing its thing. Git is going to put itself in the path. That's important. And we're going to do the same thing with Node. So Git's done, and then we'll do Node. And I'm going to make sure that that's also in the path. And you'll notice that I've got the NPM package manager set up as well. And that's kind of like GEMS or NuGet. It's the package manager for Node. And it's also the package manager that we're going to use to talk to the Azure command line. So that's installing Node. All right, and that's installed. Okay, so now I'll go bring up a command prompt. And now I'm at the command prompt here. I'll go to my desktop, just because I like to hang out at my desktop. That's where my stuff is. And if I type in NPM, you see that pops up. That's the Node package manager. And if I type Git, that works. So both of those were added to the path. So that's cool. And I'll just make a new folder, just so I have a place to be. So there you go. Now, I want to use the Azure cross-platform command line. There's two command line options in Azure. There's the PowerShell one, and then there's the Node one, or the what they call the XPLAT, or cross-platform. And it's called XPLAT because it works on Linux, it works on Mac, it works on Windows. So I'm going to type in npm install azure-cli-g. And the -g says install it globally. It wants to make Azure work anywhere. And by Azure, I mean this azure.exe. This is actually all open source, and you can go and see it up at github.com/windows-azure. And see all the code and get involved. And there it is, Azure SDK Tools-XPLAT. And you can see people are checking stuff in. Here's a check-in from just 4 days ago. And you're more than welcome to get involved. So NPM, the Node Package Manager, is installing all of these libraries. And this is what you see when you install a Node application. You see a lot of things go by. These are libraries and base classes and things. Because there's no BCL like there is in .NET. .NET is the CLR, and then it's all these libraries that support it. With Node, you have to go and pull in from different places. Okay, so that's installed. So let's take a look. So now if I type Azure by itself, and it's again written in JavaScript, it's going to run and give me the command line options that are available in Azure. It takes a moment to run because it's running in JavaScript. And there you can see our Azure ASCII art. And it shows all the different commands. Now, right off the bat, if I try to do something, I have no credentials. I've never signed into Azure. I need to type in Azure account, and it'll give me the options for Azure account. And you'll notice that there's this pattern. It's Azure noun verb. So Azure site create or Azure VM delete, things like that. So here, I'm going to go and download my account. So Azure account download. And that's going to go and launch the browser. Now, I've logged into the portal. And if I hadn't logged into the portal, it would go and prompt me. And it's going to download a published settings file. This is this certificate file with all the cryptographic stuff that one needs to manage my credentials. And now I'm going to take a look at that. That should be sitting on my desktop. There it is, super long name there. and I'll say Azure account import, and then the name of that file. And you'll notice that it says that there's a bunch of subscriptions there. It says found subscription MSDN, found subscription 3-month trial. And it's set the default one is pay as you go. But I might want to use one of these other ones. Like I might want to use Windows Azure MSDN. So I could say Azure account set and then the name of that account. And then it's just going to change it. Now you notice also it says service endpoint. That's because there's different Azures. There might be like an Azure pack that's your internal private cloud, or it might be the Azure in China, or different instances of Azure that are out there in the world. But at this point, I should have Azure able to do things like Azure site, like a website, and I can ask questions like Azure site list. And now it's going to go and make a call up to Azure in the sky, and that's a restful call. There's all these sites that I've got running. So if I wanted to restart a site now, I could say Azure site restart Hansel minutes. So now I'm restarting my podcast site. This is just like going and doing an IIS reset here. So there you go. I just restarted that. Now I'll go to new folder, and here we go. Let's go and find a Node Hello World. What does that look like? Node Hello World. Or actually, let's do this. How about Node Express Hello World? Express is like an MVC framework for Node. And let's take a look at one of these here. So, hello, welcome, how are you? Make a directory. You need a package.json file. So I'm going to take this package.json file. Okay. And I just like to go copy con package.json, where con is the console. And then I'm just going to paste that in, hit Control Z. You can see now I have this package.json file. I could have done that in Notepad, but I'm kind of old, and that causes me to want to do a copy con. And there you go. So that says I've got a Hello World app, and it has a dependency on Express. So now I can say npm install. I'm not saying what I want to install, because it's actually going to look at the packages.json file, and now it's bringing in all this stuff. Okay, so those are the supporting libraries for Express. And I didn't say dash dash g because I don't want it to be global. I want it to be local to Express right here. So now I should have node modules and package.json. Node modules is all the supporting stuff. Okay? And then I could go and make a server.js file, copy con server.js, and say I want an app that requires Express. You see? Okay? And I could theoretically go and generate some routes and different things like this, or I could install Express globally and say I want everyone to be able to do Express. And Express includes some scaffolding that I could do. And then I could say Express and then generate an app. So I could go and say Express new folder. Let's say that new folder is the name of my app. Okay. So now I've gone and generated a bunch of routes and views and all this different code for my app. Now I need to make a gitignore file, and there's a really great website. I think it was called gitignore.io. And I could go and say node, and this will give me the files to ignore for a node application. So it'll go and ignore node modules. So that file there is going to go into a gitignore. So I'm going to say copy con gitignore, and then paste that in. Okay? So now if I added things into Git, I wouldn't necessarily add in my node modules file. So now I'm going to say Azure site create Hello World Express Hello Hanselman dash dash git. This is going to go and make a call up to Azure, and it's going to create the site up in Azure, and then the dash dash git will go and call git init on this current directory. Now here it says getting locations. It's actually going to ask me where to put it. I didn't tell it at the command line, so I'm saying West US. It's going to go and make that site. And right there, you see it says creating default IIS node YAML file. It knows that we actually have a node application here because it saw the server.js. And then it adds a remote. See, it says a new remote Azure. So I could now say git remote show, and I've got Azure. And I could say git add dot git commit, put in my initial commit. And you notice that it went and committed a bunch of stuff, but it didn't commit the node modules file. And that's really important because that those node modules, or there's a lot of them, and they come from the central node repository. We're going to go and get those node repository things at the remote side. So we're going to send the code up, and then we're going to call npm install up there in the cloud. So I'm going to say git push Azure master. I'm going to give it my password. This is my deployment password that I set up the very first time that I set up Azure. And now it's going to go and push that code up to Azure. And you'll notice here, it pushes the code up, but then it says remote. So those commands are happening up there, okay? There's npm. So now it's calling and getting Express and the stuff that I got when I did a npm install locally. That's happening up in the sky. So it's bringing those down into my Azure application because I didn't commit them when I did the git commit. So we're getting those things. And this is all the things that Node needs and Express needs. These are all dependencies that are needed by Express. So it's thinking. Now, if I wanted to, I could probably go over to another window and say Azure Site List. Oops. And I could, let's go and do that. Say Azure Site List and see if we can see our Hanselman demo site that we created earlier. That guy's still thinking. And where is that? What do we call it? Hello, Hanselman. There it is. Site's running. Now, sometimes these fetch fails if there's something wrong with the npm repository up there. So hopefully this will succeed. It's going to retry a couple of times. So right now it's trying to get this particular package up in the node, up in the sky. I shouldn't have to think about that. This is all happening in at the remote side. Now, if I wanted to, I could also go up to the Azure portal, and here's Hello Hanselman, and I could go to deployments, and while that's happening, you see it says deploying, it's actually spinning. That is this. This is our view onto what's happening in the back here. We went and said push up to, and this is actually good that it's causing some errors happening. It's having trouble talking to this back end because now we're going to learn more about what's going on here. So it's thinking, and when this log is done, this remote log, that's going to be available to me here as well. I'm going to be able to take a look at that. Additionally, from our other command line, I could say Azure Site Deployment, I believe, and I think we called it Hello Hanselman. Deployments list. See how I'm guessing and I'm going to get it right? Watch. Azure Site Deployment List. There we go. So now it's going to go and take a look at the Hello Hanselman site and then list out the deployments. And I can see the status right now is building. So when you do a deployment and you have to act on it, you can actually check, see different deployments. If there was a mistake in a deployment, you can roll back all from the command line. If I don't know what the commands are, I could say Azure Site Deployment Space. And it's actually going to give me the information that I need. List, show, redeploy. There we go. So here it says that there is some kind of a fail. Changes committed to remote repository, but deployment to website fail. Check log. Okay, good. So here it actually says deployment failed. So something went wrong with the npm repository when we went and did that. And if I go and say view log, you see I can see all that stuff. Okay. That's the deployment script. And then here's the actual command. Same commands we saw as before. And it looks like we had a failing on a fetch, having trouble talking to that repository back there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and, actually, you know what I'll do? I'll just hit retry. Do you want to retry the deployment? So now I'm going to say deploying, and it's going to go and think about that. I could also have gone back to the command line here and said deployment redeploy and done that from the command line here. Now, some of these deployments happen from a local machine like I'm doing. Some could happen also from GitHub. Now, the only problem with doing this here is that now I don't actually see what's happening. It's going and thinking about it, but I have less feedback. Oh, this is funny. Notice here, while I'm doing that, actually, a little thing that just popped up that says I might run out of money one of these days, which is kind of cool. They added something to the Azure portal. When you get your first trial, they give you $200. So at the beginning of the Azure portal, there's a pop-up that says, oh, you've got $200 and I've got $111 left and 25 days until my credit expires. So let's go back over to Hello Hanselman and see what's going on with our deployment. So that's still thinking. Hopefully that won't take too long. Oop. Active deployment. So that worked. Now, I can hit Browse, or, this is kind of funny, at the command line, I could actually say Azure Site Browse. Oops, not Browser, Browse. That's going to fail because Browser is not a command. And because it knows that I'm in that folder, it actually knows the site information, it's going to go and launch the browser for me, same way that it did when it got my certificates. So I just said Azure Site Browse, and we're going up to hellohanselman.azurewebsites.com. This is that node application, the one that we just put up, but this is using Express. Okay, so it's thinking about that. We can see the results of that deployment by looking at the log. All right, finished successfully, okay. Now we can go over here though, but we're getting a 500 error, so that's interesting. So something is not right with this particular website. We can go and figure out what the deal is by digging in. So this is good too. I like it when things go wrong because then I can dig in and find out and then I won't have those things happen again. We had that interesting problem with our deployment where it had trouble talking to the repository and then we did a retry on that. So right here, we don't know what's going on. One of the things we can do that I didn't do was actually run it on the local file to see if it actually runs at all. So I never even actually tried this. Let's say node, and we'll run it on app.js. And I'm going to see if this runs locally, because I actually put this up into production without ever bothering to check if it works on my local machine, which is probably not the cleverest thing. So look at that. Cannot find module Jade. Okay. So I'm using the Jade view, but I never actually added that. Let me go over to my package.json. Remember that one that I made before? That says it could not find Jade. Let's go and say npm install. Make sure that packages.js grabs Jade. There you go. See, it's actually grabbing Jade there. So we're going to make sure that that happens locally there. That brings in, again, Jade and all the other things. Now, that 500 error I could have seen up in the cloud if I had gone and turned on show debug settings as well. It does teach me the lesson, though, to make sure to try something locally before I try it up in the cloud. See, again, we're having these fetch fails. It sounds like someone's really hitting on this registry right now. And this can be a problem if you have a lot of reliance on remote repositories, whether it be GEMS or NPM or NuGet, that you can't always count on that repository to be up when you need it. So I hit refresh. Oh, let's go ahead and run node again. Now that we've got Jade, there you go. So now it says welcome to Express. Okay. All right. Let's see if anything has changed. Nothing to commit. And let's go and say git. This means rather Azure site deployment list. And what we'll do is we'll try to redeploy this. Redeploy, and they go based on these commit IDs. So 49F5BA, it just needs to be a unique git deploy. Do you want to redeploy that? Yes, I do. Notice it's redeploying automatically there. I did it from the command line, you see, but it's running over here. All right. Go and refresh that. And while that's happening, that makes me wonder if Jade never made it up there. You can see Jade's a dependency right there, as is Express. We can go while that's coming up, and we can click on View Log. See, we're still getting an error. Ah. So a little warning there. It's telling us that it's not using a particular version of Node, so it's just going to assume the latest version of Node. Okay, and the deployment script is pretty straightforward. Now, if you want to, we can do what David Ebo did, which is poke around at the command line, but also we could use, let's see if this is live now. Where is the new Visual Studio Online stuff? There's our view deployments under the dashboard. Don't know where it is. Edit in Visual Studio Online on. Cool. Okay. Edits made in the online editor will be overwritten. Now we're just going to use this for the purposes of figuring out this particular issue here. So now that I've turned that on, where is that going to appear? Turning on this feature will give you a link to the editing environment will appear on the dashboard tab. Okay, we'll go to dashboard. Edit in Visual Studio Online, cool. Now the password here is the same one as my Git deployment. So this is gonna load Visual Studio Online. We saw this with Eric Gamma's stuff before. Okay, now. Blah, blah, blah. This is in preview mode. Let's take a look at our console. So where are we here? Right there. And there's our packages.json. I'm going to run npm up here because I want to see it actually happen. Okay. Nothing going on there. Let's take a look inside of our packages.json. Oops. Cat, can I do that? Can I do that? No. Let's open it up. So there's Jade. Here's our node modules. There's Jade right there. There's Express. If we run the application, logging level has been enabled. To change this, configure application. Okay, so I'm going to turn logging level on a little higher, see what's going on, because I'm trying to debug something that's gone wrong, and I have no idea why. So this will be good. Logging, logging, logging. Information, we'll turn on verbose. Updating, so we'll hit OK, we'll hit OK. Go back over here, and we'll go and hit that site. Logging has been enabled. And while we're at it, let's turn on detailed error messages and all of that stuff so we can get a bit more idea of what's happening. Otherwise, we're going to have to throw out this entire little episode. And it was going really well up until now. There's our app.js. You know, I'm thinking that I have a server and I have an app, and that might be the problem. Let me get rid of that. And let me start this app over again. Ah, so now I've got a 404. But in here, it says app.js. This is our node app. See, this is how we start that. And within the YAML file, I can go and turn on logging. I can turn on dev errors. And let's try hitting this again. I may have actually got myself in trouble. Trying to be a little bit clever when I went and made that apps.js, oops, when I started making that apps.js myself before. What do we call this? Hello, Hanselman. Hello, Hanselman. Okay, so now we're getting 404. So let me go back to the command line. make sure our packages are installed. And we got rid of the app.js, the server.js rather, pardon me. There is our other stuff. Hit that again. Okay, that's a 404. What's happening? Let me try this. I think my mistake was being clever, because I tried to do a hello world and I changed my mind. I'm going to go and remove that server.js and do a recommit. Oops. And git commit Azure master. Oops, not git commit. Git push. See? I'm freaking out now. Password back in. Up here, do our deployment. Now, because I'm doing, there we go. So, did a generation. Made a new IIS YAML. Did a deployment. Let's see if that caused any differences. All right. So my problem was this. This is really interesting. And I actually, without even thinking about it, I ended up using a bunch of different things within Azure to solve my problem. So what did I do wrong? Well, when I was starting out, I said to myself, oh, I'm going to use a hello world. So I went and I made a basic server.js. So then, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds into that, I said, you know, hello.js is not really interesting. I'm going to use Express. So then I went and did Express. When I said Express new folder or Express foo and went and generated a site, it gave me an app.js. Now in Node, you can have an app.js, you can have a server.js. Those two files are the thing that Azure keys off of. Now some Node submodules will use an index.js, but I used one of those. I had both of them though, and it made it unclear what was going on in Azure. The iisnode.yaml file that I can see right here in the Monaco editor inside of Visual Studio Online is saying it wants to start up with app.js. So I had a couple of issues here. First, we had an npm install fail due to some transient error in the registry. And then my own sloppiness there. I could go and do things like turning on logging and debugging. That gave me some idea of what was going on. But then ultimately, when I removed it from the Git repository and then resubmitted, it went and copied. You see right here, this kudu sync, it goes from the repository over to www.root. Now you do have to be careful because you're making changes here, and I was making changes inside of Visual Studio Online, but ultimately they both caused me to be able to solve the problem. And now you can see the active deployment right there. And I've got an Express site running. So now I could start iterating on my application. That was really interesting. Not the hello world Node.js example that I thought it would be, but it turned out to be very educational for me because I probably won't make that mistake again. Or maybe I will next time on Azure Friday.